This is the 1999 Key Stage 3 Mental Arithmetic Higher Tiers Test A. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I've finished reading them, your teacher will stop the tape and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I'll start by reading a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there's an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time, and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I'll read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You'll then have time to work out your answer. If you can't work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you can't answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the tape and answer any questions you might have. Here's the practice question to show you what to do. I'll read the question twice, and you'll have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. A book costs £2.50. How many can I buy for £20? A book costs £2.50. How many can I buy for £20? Now put down your pens. Now we're ready to start the test. For this first group of questions, you'll have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. What is half their total? Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. What is half their total? Question 2. How many millimeters are there in 3 centimeters? How many millimeters are there in 3 centimeters? Question 3. What is 5 multiplied by 6 multiplied by 7? What is 5 multiplied by 6 multiplied by 7? Question 4. The probability that I get a king from a pack of playing cards is 1/13. What is the probability that I do not get a king? The probability that I get a king from a pack of playing cards is 1/13. What is the probability that I do not get a king? Question 5. Simplify the expression on your answer sheet as fully as possible. Simplify the expression on your answer sheet as fully as possible. Question 6. Write the number 379 to one significant figure. Write the number 379 to one significant figure. For the next group of questions, you'll have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 7. The line graph shows some temperatures. Approximately at what time is the temperature 5 degrees? The line graph shows some temperatures. Approximately at what time is the temperature 5 degrees? Question 8. What is 150 minus 83? What is 150 minus 83? Question 9. Look at the expression. What is its value when x equals 4? Look at the expression. What is its value when x equals 4? Question 10. What is 10% of 290 pounds? What is 10% of 290 pounds? Question 11. Look at your answer sheet. Work out the answer. Look at your answer sheet. Work out the answer. Question 12. Estimate the size of this angle in degrees. Estimate the size of this angle in degrees. Question 13. The value of 3x plus 2y is 7. Write the value of 6x plus 4y. The value of 3x plus 2y is 7. Write the value of 6x plus 4y. Question 14. What is the area of this triangle? What is the area of this triangle? Question 15. The ratio of men to women in a room is 3 to 5. There are 12 men. How many women are there? The ratio of men to women in a room is 3 to 5. There are 12 men. How many women are there? Question 16. 2 years ago, John's height was 1.48 meters. Now John's height is 1.7 meters. How many centimeters has he grown? 2 years ago, John's height was 1.48 meters. Now John's height is 1.7 meters. How many centimeters has he grown? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 17. N stands for a number. Write an expression for the following. Add 5 to N, then multiply the result by 3. N stands for a number. Write an expression for the following. Add 5 to N, then multiply the result by 3. Question 18. Look at the inequalities on your answer sheet. Write down one possible value for X. Look at the inequalities on your answer sheet. Write down one possible value for X. Question 19. Work out 0.3 squared. Work out 0.3 squared. For the next group of questions, you'll have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 20. What is 1/4 of 200,000? Write your answer in figures. What is 1/4 of 200,000? Write your answer in figures. Question 21. Look at these numbers. Put a ring around the smallest number. Look at these numbers. Put a ring around the smallest number. Question 22. Use the calculation on your answer sheet to help you work out the answer to 36 multiplied by 31. Use the calculation on your answer sheet to help you work out the answer to 36 multiplied by 31. Question 23. Divide £44 equally between 8 people. How much money does each person get? Divide £44 equally between 8 people. How much money does each person get? Question 24. Your answer sheet shows the number of sweets in 4 different bags. What is the mean number of sweets in a bag? Your answer sheet shows the number of sweets in 4 different bags. What is the mean number of sweets in a bag? Question 25. Write an approximate answer to the calculation on your answer sheet. Write an approximate answer to the calculation on your answer sheet. Question 26. Imagine a semicircle cut out of paper. Imagine folding it in half along its line of symmetry. Fold it in half again, and then once more. How many degrees is the angle at the corner of the shape now? Imagine a semicircle cut out of paper. Imagine folding it in half along its line of symmetry. Fold it in half again, and then once more. How many degrees is the angle at the corner of the shape now? Question 27. You get $68 for £40. How many dollars do you get for £100? You get $68 for £40. How many dollars do you get for £100? Question 28. Look at these pairs of numbers. Between which pair of numbers does the square root of 152 lie? Put a ring around the correct pair. Look at these pairs of numbers. Between which pair of numbers does the square root of 152 lie? Put a ring around the correct pair. Question 29. Look at the equation. J and K are consecutive integers. Write down the values of J and K. Look at the equation. J and K are consecutive integers. Write down the values of J and K. Question 30. Look at the picture of a cube. How many small cubes would you need to make a cube that has dimensions twice the size of the dimensions of this cube? Look at the picture of a cube. How many small cubes would you need to make a cube that has dimensions twice the size of the dimensions of this cube? Put your pens down. The test is finished.